Hi, I'd like to welcome each and every individual to Mastermind Partnerships. Hi, my name is Kevin King. I'll be your facilitator for this call. It's Over 60 and Loving Life Special Edition Dimensional Marriage. If you have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free, 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can use the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. Again, that is 630-393-9909. Well, last week, it was a very interesting call. And, one of the things that had come up, and I really appreciate the question, is, well, you know, if your spouse has conflict outside the home, how do you handle that with your wife? How do you handle that with your husband? It's interesting. Really appreciate what Mark Borsma, president of Synergy Solutions, he said, here's how you can respond. You can say, how would you like me to respond? I mean, if it's a wife asking a husband, usually we're like really quick, hey, let's get this thing fixed. They're going to love me, and that doesn't work out so well. But, you know, here's a couple of options. Would you like me to, A, jump in and work to solve this with you? B, do you want me to jump in and solve it for you? C, do you want me to encourage you to solve it? D, do you want me to just talk about it? E, and this might be the hardest for all the husbands. This is hopeless and cannot be resolved. But you better go in with, like, catcher's uniform or like a goalie in hockey uniform if you're going to open up that kind of a conversation. So I'd love to bring on Mark. Mark, that was most intriguing. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And, you know, Rosanna's on. I don't know if she's going to be able to be on, you know, the whole time. And so it might be good to, if anyone has any questions for Rosanna, to get her while she's here.
Jump in. Rosanna, we're here on the call. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Absolutely. So what are some of the questions? And you know what? I'm just going to open up the whole thing. What are some questions anyone out there would like to ask Rosanna? You got to understand, Rosanna's been married for 30 years to Mark. And if that isn't just like the end-all, be-all right there, if you're not asking questions now, you got rocks for brains, because Rosanna has got tons of experience, 7 kids, 4 girls, 3 boys, aging in range from, what is it, they're 28 all the way to 14? Did I get that right?
14 to 27.
14 to 27. So we're opening up the line. Go ahead and ask Rosanna any question you want.
Rosanna, hi, it's Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Rosanna, so I had a question from a couple weeks ago that I'm still struggling with, and I'd love to have your point of view on it. My question is, what advice would you give on specific actions to take when I feel that I'm right about something but my spouse feels otherwise?
Well, there's 2 things. You can agree to disagree and just live with it and be happy about it. Or, 2, you could go ahead and find out why she disagrees, and maybe there's just a point or 2 that she disagrees on, not the whole problem. Be another option. The other option would be suck it up and be wrong. Sometimes I do that. At least sometimes I suck it up and I'm still right, but I'll be wrong for the sake of the marriage.
Well,
you both can do that.
Alan, does that answer your question or not so much?
Thinking. Number 1, agree to disagree. Number 2, find out why there's disagreement or find out what you disagree about. And 3, you can suck it up and be wrong or submit. Okay. Yeah, no, that's helpful. Thank you, Rosanna.
I'm not an expert. Heard at this. It's just,
are you kidding me? You answered a question in less than 30 seconds.
2 minutes here.
That was awesome. That was amazing. Any other questions for Rosanna? Because we might just want to have a 5-minute call next week where Rosanna just hops on the line and you fire out a couple questions and, you know, thousands of years of pain, misery, and suffering could be over in 5 minutes and you'd be good.
I fixed all your problems, right, Alan?
So, you know, Rosanna and
great
I
question.
Had a chance.
What other questions?
Rosanna and I had a chance to travel out to Pennsylvania, so we were in the car for 16 hours. And it's interesting because we didn't talk about this group at all. And I got to thinking after I got home, I'm like, why didn't we talk about, you know, the questions and those type of things? And so it's like, I'm not really sure. So I talked to Angel earlier today, and so she's going to start working on maybe a worksheet or something like that that could be printed out that would be taken, you know, maybe on a date night. I mean, we have that every Friday. Or, you know, on a trip where we could go through. It was interesting. Rosanna pulled up, you know, 100 questions from the Internet or something for spouses to ask, you know, one another. And it was interesting because most of the, at least the ones initially she started asking were all about the past, you know, first dating and all that kind of stuff. Good questions. It was just all about history, you know, not about really going forward. And so I think we may, you know, look at doing some of that to get, you know, more engagement from individuals. I was talking to a client this last week, and he said, you know, Mark, he said, maybe you can help me. Like my wife, she does, you know, some accounting for, you know, for our company and stuff, and she was going to do a deposit, you know, and I thought of a faster, more efficient way to do that. So I told her, and then she got upset at me, and he says, for the life of me, I can't figure out why. I mean, he said, if somebody did that for me, I'd give him a hug, and how did my wife go ahead? How come they got upset at me? I don't get that. So I explained to him the science behind it. And it took about 3 minutes to do, and he went ahead and said, I get it. That makes all the sense in the world. And so
what is the science behind it?
Well, you know, I have another question to ask Rosanna. If she's not going to be on for very long, maybe I can get to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Rosanna, I've been thinking about what you said, and I'm wondering, so if you suck it up when you're wrong, even though you think you're right, doesn't that, like, poison the relationship?
I don't know. I mean, there are times I'm guessing that I'm hoping, I believe, that Mark submits at times where he believes that he's still right. But, you know, maybe there's something, a small, minute right part in what I am saying. And so he goes, well, it's not that big of a deal. So if it's a huge deal and it's something that really needs to be worked on, then, you know, we'll have to cut and dry it and figure it out. But if it's something small, what does it matter?
Well, but what if it is something big? What if it's something really big? How do you come
to
some kind of resolution?
Well, if it's big, then you probably don't want to say, you don't want to go ahead and put that one on the line. That would be find out. Obviously, whatever the other person is wrong in or right in or whatever, they have some reason for it, and maybe it's a good reason. Maybe there is something in that 5-point outline of why they're right that actually matches what you think, and the other 4, we have to work out the details. What's the deal? So I don't know. I mean, I would think that some of it would be just, you know, just trying to decide what needs to be decided and what is it? Is it a big deal or is it not?
What if you go through, you know, kind of talking through it, and you're just at a stalemate? It just seems like you're completely at odds about how you see the situation or what's important or what you should do about it. And it's, and it is something that's big.
Can you table it and come back to it? Maybe when you're not both tired or you're exhausted, you're frustrated about it.
Possibly,
maybe
I'm not sure anything.
Fresh set of eyes, or maybe bringing somebody else in, and you got two people on one side and then the other person. So that's a challenge, because I've done that. Sometimes I've had five people on my side, and he still wins. Doesn't always work, but, you know, maybe a fresh set of eyes to see it from, you know, with both people saying, hey, this is what I think. The other one says, this is what I think. Do you see something, you know, do you see something that, you know, maybe we could work out a compromise?
Okay.
So I don't know exactly. I mean, if it's a huge thing, then, you know, it might need a fresh set of eyes to come in and say, hey, you know, what's best to work on? Is this something that's going to, is this a stalemate? Is this a deal breaker? You know, I mean, not all of this is coming from experience. Some of it's from stuff I read, too. So Mark knows I read a lot. So. I don't know if that helps.
Not so much, actually.
Not so much.
What?
Or
can I ask
you
a
could
question,
have somebody else why talk to another person and say, hey, what is it that's really missing? And is it something that we need to go ahead and, you know, is it something that we need to bring outside, you know, counseling in for?
Kevin, you were going to ask a question.
Yeah, I was just saying, what other thoughts do you have, Alan, in this process that Rosanna had kind of presented here? What do you think the answer looks like? I mean, I know you're looking for an answer, but what, again, without getting into too many details about the situation or whatever, if it isn't helping, and that's okay if it's not, What are some of the things that you think might help? Is it because two people are in different dimensions of thinking?
Maybe, but I'm not always sure that, you know, that I'm, you know, in a situation that I'm in the dimension I think I am. I might be deluding myself.
No. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Sure about that.
Okay. Well, we can keep bringing
it up. The way I would approach it,
they're right, but, you know, and they're wrong. Like, it's the 164 times doing it wrong and still thinking you're doing it right principle.
So
right.
I think it would take maybe half an hour. Like, if the husband and wife, if it's a couple on this call, I think we could solve it, or at least get it in the right direction, at least to solve it. In 30 minutes, there would be a process, a system that we would go through to do that. And so, because then you can hear tone and voice and a whole bunch of other things. Like, I'm thinking, what if there was a couple on right now? How would I approach it? And a lot of it's taking what, you know, Rosanna had shared. And so what you do is you just have a blank sheet of paper, divided in left, divided in the right, on the top, you know, husband, wife, and then say, the first thing you do is, the first thing would be, is both the husband and wife say, what would I like to, in the end, we solve this problem, okay, this opportunity, we solve it, what do I want in the end? What will it look like? What will it sound like? What will it feel like? So get the end, the goal, on what it's going to go ahead and be. So the husband wants this, the wife wants this. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, what are the three, you know, most important things that I think we ought to do in this situation? So I think we should do this, this, this. The other, the husband says it, wife says it on the right side, this, this, this. And then below that, then you go ahead and say, why? Why do you think this will work? So about 15 years ago, I was mentoring a whole bunch of teenagers. And one of the teenagers asked me a really good question. So I'd have been about 35, I'm guessing. And she said, asked me, she said, you know, Mr. Borisma, what's like one of the top things you've learned in the last 10 years? Great question. And I thought for a minute and I said, the power of submission. Submission. The power of submission. And so when you don't, when neither has to submit to another, okay? You know, when neither has to submit to the other, whoever submits is the more powerful, more confident one. And so what you often do, Alan, is if you can't go ahead and get it resolved, then say, okay, well, let's try it your way, and I hope it works. See, I think a lot of times people have so much ego in this situation, they would rather have it not work than be wrong. And so it's like if Rosanna wants to, you know, she thinks, we did this with one of our children where I said, okay, your approach to, you know, your approach to raising children, mine, totally different, 180 degrees. It's not working so good with mine, so we're going to try yours. So you get to do this. You run it, and I'll support you. And I wanted Rosanna's way to work in the worst way, but it didn't. I mean, it crashed and burned as bad or worse than my way. But when I submitted to her, that created a humility within her to say, man, okay, we tried it Mark's way, we tried it my way, that didn't work, okay. The key is a lot of times when you decide to go whatever direction you're going, one kind of submits, but it's not, it's on the surface, it's not deep, they're digging their heels in, and the spouse knows that, and so when it blows up, if you truly submitted, if I truly tried, if I truly wanted it to work, I gave it my best shot, and I was involved, and it doesn't work, then the one that you're submitting to is humbled. It's like, it didn't work my way. And that's a very powerful experience for both sides. And we didn't die. And our child didn't die. I mean, it was like, okay, it could have. And so it gets scary with big decisions in life. And so if Angel, in this workbook, she, you know, puts together a forum that, you know, here's how you work this thing out. So, Alan, this is just, you know, it's a game. It's a fun game that we go through. And we try it out, and you know, go through, or whoever it is, goes through this process and see if it works. If it doesn't, we'll tweak it again and keep tweaking it until it does work. Does that make sense, Alan?
Generally, yes. I will do
cool.
Some experimenting and some searching.
Nice. Angel, anything you'd like to accomplish today?
I didn't have anything specific. I was just listening on the conversation, and I thought it was pretty great. I mean, I don't have any questions about it, though. So.
Okay. Teresa, how about you? Anything you'd like to accomplish today?
No, I don't have anything. Thanks.
Rosanna, anything you'd like to accomplish today?
What's the actual gist of the call in general? I mean, what is it that we're trying to accomplish on this call?
Sure. It's over 60 and loving life. And so all of us are either over 60 or we're hoping to be over 60 someday. And so everyone's invited. And I don't know, a month or so ago, came up with the concept of dimensional marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So this call's been focused on dimensional marriage, dimensional relationships. How do you have amazing relationships? And that's what the call has been for the last month or so.
Cool. Wonderful.
So what do you think, Rosanna, it would take to take yours and my relationship to a new dimension?
More weekends away.
I'm with you.
I like that. That was nice. That was nice. I've been thinking about it all week. It was really nice to get away and just I think also having more people in our lives that, you know, that we can hang out with and you know, bounce ideas off of. And I like that.
Yeah, I mean, with 7 kids, there's somebody always around and their friends and everybody else, but with 2 of them only at home now, and those 2, you know, rapidly growing up and not around as much, you know, we get a chance to go ahead and develop, you know, friends outside. And so hanging out with Alan and Nancy was just, I mean, it was just tons of fun. I mean, it was just, I mean, it was really, really fun. And so, you know, it'd be neat to, you know, it'd be neat to hang out with each one of you, you know, and your spouses. And so when you hang out with one another and you start, you know, doing life together, especially if there's a wide age range. I mean, it was really cool with Dr. Steffi, you know, 81, and Alan's early 60s. I'm in my early 50s. I mean, you know, we had 3 generations there that we needed somebody in their 70s, and so that would have been really cool. Then it'd be cool to have somebody, you know, there's somebody that was 15, a couple of young men that were 15, and that was fun, you know, to have them. And so it'd be fun to have somebody in their 20s and 30s and 40s. To have different generational things is just, I mean, it's just, it's like intoxicating. So I agree with you. Chris, what would you like to accomplish today?
I'm just listening and getting more insight because, I guess Rosanna actually helped me understand some things about women sometimes where you have to just admit, you know, just say you're wrong just for the sake of the relationship, because I've had that problem in the past where I'm like, I know I'm right and I don't know why we're even really need to have this conversation, but, you know, it's one of those things that I guess they have to where they need to be right, I guess. I don't know.
Hey,
it's one of those situations. Yeah.
A little bit. Well, I'm not saying that I would admit.
What?
That you have to say you're wrong. You just say, mm-hmm. It's just one of those things where you're like, okay, well, for this, we're just going to go ahead and just leave it. And, you know, if it comes back, mm-hmm. back that they're actually right, or you comes back that you're right, at mm-hmm. that point, they should be able to admit it, either one of us. I mean, I have struggles with that myself because I'm a crazily defensive person at times. And wrong means
yeah.
that I would have to go ahead and actually admit that I'm wrong. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, at the sake of if you submit to someone, just letting them win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Game. Whole life is a big game. So.
Mm-hmm.
There are times that you
I agree.
You know,
Chris, my experience with women, Chris, is that there's a seduction of women from men, that
mm-hmm.
men will seduce women from a group, from a lead, and they'll tell women what women want to hear, and women
mm-hmm.
like that a lot. But deep relationships and deep love, I think, is when you are willing to put the relationship at risk for speaking the truth. And that's not all the time, every time, you know, 100% of the time, but I believe where my deepest moments with my wife is when I tell her things that put our relationship at risk, and man, she does not like that. And it may take her a few hours or a few days or a few weeks to go ahead and kind of think about that, but she knows, she knows, you know, he's not doing this for ego. He's not doing it. He's doing it for our family's benefit. He's doing it for my benefit. He's doing it for the kids' benefit. You know, he's not doing it to, you know, to ego the thing up. He's doing it because he really believes this is what's going to help me to be happy long term.
Uh-huh.
And I think most men are scared to death of doing that with women. I mean, they're just, they're petrified of doing it. And I think there's a lot of surface relationships out there as a result of it. Kevin, what would you like to accomplish today?
That was tremendous. Roseanne, that was great. I think the tweaking and that whole process really, really helped me. Because there's times when you reach an impasse and you're like, I want it resolved. I care about the relationship. And you think, well, then through, you know, either, you know, books or counseling or whatever, and you're thinking, something isn't quite working here. And the part about submission, real submission, creating humility, Mark, along with what you had said too, is really powerful. So that helped me. So that was a combo principle.
I got a question, because I'm a little confused here. On the one hand, we're talking about submission, and on the other hand, Mark, you're talking about putting the relationship in jeopardy because you see something that you think is the truth, and you're not submitting on that. You're going to put everything on the line for that. Those are two different things.
In a way, yes, you can still share your opinion. You know, the way I was raised and the way Roseanne was raised, you know, both of us from a spiritual, religious, whatever, were raised in a way that, you know, that says, hey, you know, the husband is the head of the house. He makes the end call. I'm not saying that's the right way. I'm not saying that that's the way it should be. I'm just saying that's how I was raised. And that's how Roseanne was raised. And so, in the end, you know, I have to make a decision. Just like a president of the company, somebody's got to make a decision. And so, which direction are we going? And so, there are so many days I wish it was Roseanne rather than me. Because when you're making the end call, and there's times that I've made judgment calls that have gone against my wife and all seven of my kids, and that is a frightening thing to go ahead and make a wrong decision. So if you know, there are times that Roseanne, she will be very vocal. I think this is the right way, and one of us have to make a determination. There are times that I will submit to her and say, I think your way is wrong. This is why. Here's what I believe to be the truth, but we'll do it your way, and I hope your way works. I really do. And then there's times that she, you know, that she will go ahead and say, I think you're wrong. You know, I think you're wrong. Here's what I think. Here's what I believe the truth to be, but I will submit. We'll do it your way. And so I think, you know, an amazing dimensional relationship is where both the husband and the wife are submitting. A lot of times in the Bible, people talk about the verse that says, you know, wives, submit to your husband. But the verse right before that verse says, submit one to another. So there's times I need to submit to my wife. There's times I need to submit to my kids. There's times my kids need to submit to my wife and I, and times my wife and I need to submit to my kids. And so that submission of when should it happen and what does that look like? When my wife submits to me and she's right, I love it and she loves it. I mean, it's painful. It's, you know, it's good for knocking down my ego, but it's good because it's like, you know what? Mark's not always right. And she accepts that graciously, and then we can go her direction. There's actually a model. Sometime we ought to go ahead and look at it, maybe in the Dimensional Living call. There's actually a model where you go down a track. You go down like a railroad track to the destination, somebody else, and if it's the wrong place, okay, you just go back it up and go down a different track. And so it creates unity and a bond that's very, very powerful. All right, Kevin, I think we're out of time. This has been awesome.
It has been. So, amazing call. If you've been listening to this call and you've been saying, I've never heard that, or I didn't expect to hear that, or that was extremely intriguing and you've received benefit, then go to thevisionproject.net. That's thevisionproject.net. Go to What's Your Biggest Challenge? We're looking not just at marriage, but every area of your life, because we want to help you there too. And if you have any questions about the material in today's session, you can contact the individual that invited you to participate, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. Again, that's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. Again, that's 630-393-9909. God bless and have an amazing day. Bye-bye.